Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Basically, Odell sees himself. He just cares a lot about football, just like his friend Tom Brady.
I love football.
Tom throws a cup, yells at refs, yells at his coaches because he cares that bad.
Why?
When I'm kicking a net or whatever, they're mad at me.
Odell Beckham is absolutely right. There's a double standard when it comes to certain tier quarterbacks.
When you do certain things, you're viewed in a different light if a white athlete does it.
Uh-oh. No, that's not.
No. People don't cut him the same kind of slack as they cut maybe Rob Gronkowski.
His career's not even now a third of Tom, and I've got 15 pieces of crazy video.
It's embarrassing for Odell Beckham. It's embarrassing for the Giants.
Tom Brady, as of now, is set to go into a contract year for the first time in his career.
The whole thing is interesting to me, and I don't know how it will be resolved.
Have there been negotiations, Tom?
That's none of your business.
Right now.
Temps just in the mid-60s. Wet, and I like it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Stale. Getting personal over here.
What?
I would have loved to have heard the opening,
the trending, or to hear your last comment, but I'm too busy picking up all of Wiggy's crap.
What do you mean?
I just give you a mess. Wiggy, I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to shame you right here in front of everybody. When you do your show, when you come in the morning from 6 to 10, and you leave to go do whatever you do during the day, pick up your crap. Pick up your wrappers, pick up your breakfast, pick up all your notes, all your Wiggy notes, all your headlines, whatever the hell that you're doing. Take your crap with you.
And clean up after Mike Adams. Jeez. For 15 minutes.
That's what I feel like. And so this happened yesterday. I didn't say anything about it because I thought it was Andy Hart's, because Andy's here all week. So I was like, fine, I'm not going to say anything. Whatever, I'll just pick it up on my own. So I came in today again, and I was like, hey, make sure you take all your crap out of here, because there is somebody going to take your spot, right, for the next 4 hours. Take it with you. He says, oh, no, that's Wiggy's. So he takes up his two papers, and he cleans. He has a big, giant milk jug filled with water.
I come into our brand new lovely studios and clean up after Mike Adams.
Are you letting Andy Hart off the hook?
No, it wasn't. Andy Hart isn't on the hook.
But I'm just saying, you know, Andy in 4 hours couldn't have grabbed Wiggy's stuff and thrown it away?
Chris.
That's not Chris.
I mean, you're not
job.
It's not my job.
But yesterday, Wiggy's job to pick up his crap.
But the last 2 days, you picked up Wiggy's crap.
Yes.
Did you leave it for Gilroy at night? Or did you, at some point in your four-hour show, say, you know what, I'm going to take this, I'm going to walk it over to the trash can, and I'm going to clean up my spot?
No.
Andy left his crap there for you to clean up.
No, stop. That was not his stuff.
I think you're letting Andy Hart off the hook.
Andy picked up his stuff.
I think Andy should clean up his crap.
No, that wasn't Andy's.
Whatever.
You missed it. I asked him, listen, hey,
after
pick up your
Mike
stuff.
After Mike Adams.
He said.
You got the decency to at least clean it up.
That was here when he got here. That mess.
So clean it up.
Notes.
You got 4 hours. Walk it over to the trash.
Is it my responsibility to clean up after him?
No, it's Andy Hart's.
It's not Andy Hart's.
Andy's lazy.
No, so you're trying. Yeah. So you're saying Andy's blaming it on Wiggy?
Let me ask you. Why
Wiggy's writing. I saw his writing.
It was all his notes.
I saw Wiggy headlines.
Why haven't you left?
Cristiano Ronaldo. What did he do about Cristiano Ronaldo?
South Africa's got a lot of
the last people. 2 days. Why haven't you left Wiggy's crap for Gilroy at night to pick up?
Because I like a clean workstation.
Right, so apparently, Lou, Andy Hart's a mess.
No, what Andy
he likes
Hart,
to work, he's like a pig. He likes to work in trash.
And he's one of those
guys. Just in mud.
Do you ever have these issues like, okay, so if you, I have this issue with my wife a lot of times where something will happen. Someone will cook dinner and then everything's cleaned up, but there's one pot that's just in the sink. And it's almost becomes a game of chicken with the damn pot.
How long are you gonna leave it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't necessarily. I ate. Right. So I cooked. We both ate. So it's really your responsibility to clean the pot. It's like a baseball unwritten rule. You got to clean up the pot.
He licks his fingers after he eats.
Okay. But so sure enough, eventually somebody caves because you got to be the bigger person. But that happens all the time. This bugs me. This bugs me like crazy. I don't know who else does it. I think Ben Volen does it too. Ben Volen's a big mess maker when he's here, when he's guest hosted.
I just think you let Andy off the hook.
Explain to me, how is Andy off the hook? Andy, it's not Andy's responsibility to pick up after Wiggy.
I'm saying he could have been if he was a decent human being. Apparently,
well,
he's
then
not.
That's different. That's different. He's not a decent human being. You're right. He could have done me
you're
a solid.
You're doing the decent by cleaning it up.
Picked it up.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what? I know I got it in a mess, but I'm going to do Fourier a solid, and I am going to pick up this mess, even though it's not mine. You know what? Actually, you're right.
He doesn't care about
you. I should not be mad at Wiggy for leaving an unbelievable mess. I don't know. Who eats what all the... You see all these wrappers over here?
You are a fat, disgusting
rappers,
club.
Just pictures, you know, socks. It's like a dorm room. It's like a freshman dorm room.
Because you are a disgusting fat body.
That's it. Never mind. Hey, leave him a message. And tell him to pick up his crap when he leaves tomorrow morning. That's it. That's all. That's it. I'm ready to do the show.
And clean up.
It wasn't a necessarily.
So he responded
Dennis
to
moment.
Your tweet to clean everything up, and he said, "I wanted to leave y'all notes, so
you
could waste paper."
We don't need
paper.
Any notes.
Hashtag save the world. Hashtag save the tree. Hashtag wigs out.
Oh, yeah, those giant trucks he's driving around are really reducing carbon footprint.
Wiggy, I don't need your help. Saving the world or saving the planet. I can do it on my own. I recycle. That's what I do. That's how I save the planet. Pick up your stuff, you lazy bum. Let's start calling him Lazo.
Who's more talented than Christian Ford?
Well, that part is true, but just pick up your stuff. Have some respect for my work site.
So we got Christian all pissed off here.
It's a trip.
You haven't even gotten going. Wiggy from just 8 hours ago, whatever the hell it was, 4 hours ago.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah, it's pissing
hours.
You off.
4 hours. You know, because I was stewing over it because it happened yesterday. And I was like, you know what? We'll see what happens today. See who it is. Because I always thought it was Andy's, but it wasn't Andy's. It was Wiggy. It was Wiggy hiding it. Lazy Wiggy.
How are his notes?
Lazo
anyway.
Wiggy.
What do you say about Cristiano Ronaldo?
I don't know. It was
it
was in crayon.
Rev's notes, crayon. The whole thing was in crayon. All right, listen.
Deuces don't die. Deuces multiply.
You got the MFers here. Ordway's out for the entire week. We got a lot to get to. We do, obviously, a big win last night for the Sox. We'll get to that at some point.
A big win.
But I do, it is curious. I know a lot of people have been talking about it, but I don't know. Raise your hand if you thought that if Brady wouldn't have an extension right now. This whole Brady contract thing. You know, he's got a $27 million cap hit. He's making $15 million. You know how this thing works? Like, if anyone in this football team... Just pick, say, I don't know, Hightower, McCourty, whatever it is, had like a $15 million cap hit, and he's only making $5 million. You would sit there and say, that doesn't add up. That's got restructure written all over it.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to pay a guy $5 with a $15 million cap hit. That's never going to happen. Brady's got a $27 million cap hit, and he's going to make $14 salary, $1 million roster bonus. No extension.
No extension.
No nothing.
I see nothing wrong with that. So I've been trying to figure out, I've had this whole... theory that something was up with Brady.
What's up, guys?
Okay, for a while now, based on it seemed like he was trying really hard to prove to everybody that he was, you know, feeling young, he's feeling strong, that his arm strength never diminished, right? Remember that whole thing that he sent out about the speed gun, the radar gun before the football? It tracked how fast he threw the football, sent that out. Videos of him working out, throwing in pads. It just had a weird vibe. It was like he was trying to prove something that he didn't need to prove.
He's responding to people talking about fast he is.
Yeah, it just
Madden.
You know, a guy that has accomplished as much as he had, he didn't need to prove anything. He definitely needed to sit there and go troll people, you know, with his off-season workout. Like, you don't need to do that. Le'Veon Bell does that. Odell Beckham Jr. does that. Other knuckleheads do that. J.J. Watt flipping tires in Montana. He does that. Brady doesn't do that. But it hit me this morning. It hit me because this whole contract discussion that we talked about yesterday, it was like, it's no big deal. You know, they'll get it done eventually. And I said, and now I believe that I don't think that's necessarily the case. Because if I'm Brady, what's wrong with there's a couple of different scenarios. What's wrong with playing out this contract and being a free agent? You've never been a free agent before. How cool would that be?
I'm not sure we're
okay?
going with it.
That's the other thing. The second thing is, I'm not signing anything until I am assured that I am the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, so right
period.
Now, I'll tell
no
you right now.
No more doubts, no more discussions, no more hometown discounts, no nothing.
So Kirk Cousins got 3 years, 84, fully guaranteed. Russell Wilson, part of his 6 year, whatever it was, deals, basically 3 years, 105 guaranteed, 35 a year. So you're telling me if you're Tom Brady, you want more than Russell Wilson?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
most
it,
definitely.
You know, when you say
I damn
who's
sure
the better
want more
quarterback,
than Kirk Cousins.
Who's had a better career? I'm talking about for the next 3 years, you want $35.5 million
you know
per
what?
Year. So do you say you have more than Russell Wilson?
You know, Brady was a great baseball player coming out of high school. Actually got more attention for his baseball ability in high school than he did actually playing football. His dad actually had to send out tapes so schools would, you know, realize who he was and that he could be good. But he got more attention naturally just because he was a baseball player. You know what I want him to have? A baseball contract. That's what he should have.
I love football.
And I think that's what
different
he deserves.
Union.
Different union, fine, whatever, but he's a guy.
What is a baseball contract?
A baseball contract
10 years,
is,
$350?
No, not that type of, like a, we're talking a, maybe it's an NBA contract, but a 3-year deal, $100-something million, but the key part is the opt-out. 3-year deal.
You want
option.
J.D. Martinez opt-out
yes.
every year?
Yes. So, J.D.,
players,
you're right. So
players
J.D.
option.
Gets the opt-out. He has a 5-year deal, but he has an opt-out after the second year and the third year.
And the fourth.
Yeah. He should have that contract.
So he
Why
can
not?
Opt out?
Yes. That is what he should shoot
you
for.
Know
that's
never
what
happened.
He should ask for. So fine. But that's what he should get.
Okay, no,
it's
I'll go with
be
you.
On my terms.
2 years with a third-year option. That third year kicks in if he starts 12 of the 16 games.
You're putting this too many incentives. But that's not the way baseball contracts work.
No. I'm feeling like you idiots.
No, baseball contracts work. Whether I suck doesn't matter. You're paying
yeah, you're
me
right.
no
We're
matter
smart.
What.
We're
I
smart.
Want Pablo Sandoval
You
money.
Guys aren't.
That's my.
That's not it, a football contract.
He's the one person that can get. And I'll tell you what. And I'm going to play some other sound for
player
you.
Player option?
There's more sound. There's more evidence, in my opinion.
Has there ever been a player option in football? Oh, go ahead.
No, I can't think of one.
No, because you guys are dumb.
No,
you guys
no, no,
would rather
no.
have weed. You'd rather not practice as much.
Yeah, no, you're
you
right.
guys would rather have no. less contact.
I'm telling you, there's signs of it. We've painted Brady to be this guy that is just willing to do whatever it takes, not only for the team, but for the city and the other players. And, you know, hey, I want to make sure everybody else can make money, so I'm not going to be a pig and greedy and grab all this stuff. No, I'm not going to do that. There's more signs, and I'm telling you, you could see it right after the Super Bowl from what Kraft said to what Brady said. We're going to play that next.
Oh, we will
prove
play
it
that
to you.
Thing next. How shocked are you that Brady doesn't have a deal right now? I don't know. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. With Christian Fourier, he's got some audio that I got to hear that apparently proves it. We'll see what happens. All right, it's OMF, no Ordway. You got the MFers. We talk more Tom Brady after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
What will happen in 2019 with that tandem and the troika of ownership, quarterback, and head coach?
Well, I promise you, ownership is sticking around.
And I think you'll see a quarterback and coach there. So that's the answer. And
do I then just not write any stories at all about Tom Brady entering the walk year of his contract?
No, because
that hasn't happened before. I'm not saying don't write it, but he has never walked into the final year of his deal without having it.
Well, is he walking? Redone. But we're still in the season before, so he's not in the final year of his deal.
Fair enough.
That's really the answer to that.
That was Jonathan Kraft with Tommy Curran. That was January 30th before the Super Bowl. Now, Tommy Curran's going to join us at 4:30 as well. He wrote an article on NBC Sports Boston. So, I don't know. Jonathan Kraft made it sound like, okay, fair enough. You know, the season hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't October and his final year of his deal. Almost making you believe that, okay, maybe something will get done in the offseason. Now, this is the one that I don't...
Well, hold on. Let me give you this one real quick, because I think if you've been around Brady enough and you've heard, you know, most of the beat guys are, but I feel like there's always a lot of truth in everything he says that is always followed by some sort of joke to make you believe that he doesn't really mean it, right? So I go back, and this is when I was thinking about this today. I go back to when he was on Jimmy Kimmel after the Super Bowl.
May 3rd. Okay?
We're going to go back in a hot tub time machine. And Jimmy Kimmel asked him why he was not the highest paid quarterback.
One of the things I admire about you, I mean, obviously you're a great player and all that stuff, but as a teammate, you should be the highest paid player in football, but you're not the highest paid player because you don't demand that. I think you're like 18th or 20th.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be the highest paid guy?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Stop for a second. Stop for a second. Then I want you to play the follow-up. He knows that's, I mean,
that's a good
I know
question.
He says all the right things and he keeps everybody happy and he never stirs the pot and he doesn't allow you to kind of dive into what he's really feeling. So he says, that's a good question. He's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that is a good question. I should be the highest paid.
And then
paid.
He gives the PR answer.
Then he gives the PR answer.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be the highest paid guy?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's usually when I want to answer a question, I always say, like, that's a good question. But I think the thing I've always felt for me in my life, you know, winning has been a priority, and my wife makes a lot of money, so.
I see. Oh, good. That's
right. So there it is. There's the punchline right there. It doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter.
It's a salary cap. Everyone, you know, you can only spend so much, and the more, you know, one guy gets is less for others. And I think for a competitive advantage standpoint, I'd like to, you know, get a lot of good players around
me. I hope the Patriots appreciate that you do that. I really
Thank
do.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It, well,
they do.
I know the fans do.
They do.
Okay, that's good. So
that's a good question.
So he's saying all the right things.
That's a good question.
That's it.
Everything else is just PR talk.
So what I'm
That's a good question.
So when Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and I'll go back to Kirk Cousins. You brought up Kirk Cousins.
Drew Brees.
At Drew Brees. There's, if I'm Brady, listen, unless I get what I want, I'm not signing a contract. If you want to let this play out and go into the offseason, fine, we can do that. But I'm going to get money that I deserve to get. I'm going to get a three-year guaranteed deal like Kirk Cousins got. I'm going to get a big-time deal like Russell Wilson got, where it's like $100-some-odd million. How about Aaron Rodgers? How about Matt Ryan? Can we talk apples and apples here? Or should we talk apples and oranges? Because we're all different. Brady deserves and has earned to be paid more than Kirk Cousins. It's the Minnesota Vikings. That was a stupid deal for them. Doesn't matter. It's still a comp. The guy has never won anything in his life. He's never been to a Super Bowl. So he won a couple big-time games when he played for the Washington Redskins. He's not Tom Brady. Russell Wilson isn't Tom Brady. Ben Roethlisberger isn't Tom Brady. So, you know, I know eventually, you know, when it says, the deal will get done because this is the way they usually do things. And maybe nothing's going on. Okay, September comes around. Hey, we're ready to deal. Ready to make a deal now. If I'm Brady, why would you take a hometown discount this year? Why? You don't need to. They have no other options. Sign a three-year deal with that third year being the option, and you have the option.
You determine
whether you're going to come back.
All
or
I'm
not.
Saying is, like, so the whole stuff about, like, you know, he's always, maybe he's taking a little bit less. Okay, even though he's got a ton of money up front, you know, we look at this salary; he's only making 15 this year, and that's because he got a ton of money up front, and the bonuses was spread around. The idea of wanting to put a good team around me, he is getting older. So the Patriots, you know, he never took top dollar 7-8 years ago. So now at 42, 43, now is the shift. Now is when he demands top dollar.
Well,
so he goes to them and says, listen, I want you to pay me for what I've done in the past.
No. I would
what
say
I
based,
deserve,
on, based on all
how
the
much
hints,
money I've made your organization.
Based on.
Because that doesn't seem like something the Patriots say. Oh,
no,
yeah, sure,
they
no
don't. They even don't. They walk away from guys like that. You're right. But based on his arm strength. Look at the way he's working out. Does it look like his skill set or his strength has diminished? I would even say this. I saw some pictures of him in Costa Rica that TMZ had put out. And usually you look at Brady with his shirt off. You're like, oh, Jesus, the guy has never seen
a weight. I saw
a tricep
on that left arm.
I actually, yeah, I saw some definition.
Didn't you see that?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a second, he's working out differently.
He has a tricep
yes,
on his left arm.
Yes, I'm glad you saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at Tom.
So I would say that there has been a huge effort on his part to prove that he's physically fit just like he was when he was in his 30s. Not ill, not better than he was. That's why he sent out that Instagram post of his arm strength, of how fast he threw the football. So I'm not looking at it as, hey, pay this guy like for what he did for you. I think he is proving and trying to show you, you're going to pay me for what I can still bring you. So Drew Brees a year ago signs a two-year $50 million deal with the second year being an option, a team option.
You're saying you wouldn't take that, though.
That's not enough.
$225 million per.
Two, yeah.
You want $270?
That's not enough. So the franchise, tag is $25 million.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just franchise me. I'll do that instead, but, and then I'll be a free agent.
See, that's the point. Okay.
Or then I'll hold out on your ass.
Yes. We're going to go there.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to go there.
Wait, Tom Brady's just playing hardball with the Patriots?
So Brady, it's time.
They'll tag him. The cap hit this year is 27. They could tag him. Last year, what was this, the franchise number, 25 and a half for quarterbacks? Okay. So they could save $2 million in the cap by tagging him. And you're telling me that Tom Brady's going to hold out. I brought it up about Julian Edelman. He said there's no chance in hell Julian Edelman would ever hold out. But now Tom Brady's going to hold out?
Yes.
Because he has, like, the franchise tag?
Well, he's underpaid, is he not?
At 25 per?
He's underpaid based on the other comps.
Let's see how this year goes.
Kirk Cousins is going to make more money than you.
Kirk Cousins is a free agent.
It doesn't matter.
The book's out on Tom Brady.
But I'm still not going to allow myself to be franchised by
you. Desperate teams.
If Tom Brady goes to free agency, you better get ready for Jared Stidham era.
Don't get me wrong.
Or the Danny Etling era.
Does go to free agency, you could have a team out there that says, I'll give you 2 years, 80. You know, because you're a free agent. I need you for 2 years. We're ready to go right now. I'll overpay you as a free agent. I think that's where Cousins was. You had a desperate team looking for a quarterback who looked at their roster.
They guaranteed
his money.
And the
Vikings said, we can win. We have a roster. We need a quarterback. We will give, yes, okay, you know what? We'll guarantee the whole damn thing, okay? Because you're desperate as a free agent. Russell Wilson's a better one because that was an extension. You know, but I have a problem when he's saying, you know, he's making only $15 million. So Russell Wilson, this year's salary is $5 million salary.
Well,
so are we counting that as a salary?
No, but see, it's different.
Because you got a $65 million signing bonus.
Yeah, I want to keep it real clean and simple. Because that's why I like Drew Brees' contract, not only a general manager standpoint and ownership, but it's 2 years. Worst case scenario, you're not tied into some Pablo Sandoval deal, or you're still paying some of the guy that's not even on your team. So no, it's 2 years. But I would say based on Brady's history and what he's done, he's earned 3 years. So you give him three, and you call it 100, call it 90, whatever. But you're going to be making close to $30 and $35 million a year because you're the best quarterback in the most successful, in the most popular sport in America. And I just saw that Forbes list that came out with the most valuable franchises
Dallas,
in the world.
I think was number one, right?
But the Patriots were like seven. Right? They were like, they were in there somewhere. They're inside the top 10. We're talking billions of dollars here. So don't tell me about the salary cap. Don't tell me about how you're going to, divvy out the money. The fact is that it's time for him to get what he deserves. And let's start using other comps. How can you come to Tom Brady with a straight face and say, I'm going to pay you less than Kirk Cousins? How can you, Tom Brady, swallow that and actually act like you enjoy it? Like, those days are over. You're getting older, but your play has not diminished. You've proven it to them over and over again. And if you follow the signs, he's trying to prove to everybody that he's just as valuable and is in shape as he was when he was 30.
So this is a change, like you said. I don't know if you thought about it more, about Brady's side of it, because you've always come from the Patriots side of it. You know, now the Patriots, rather than risking this thing and having a year where you owe a guy $30 million and he's just not good, that they have power back. They have control.
Yes.
So they should go year to year.
Yes.
You should franchise him 25 and a half next year.
That's a win-win.
And the following year, if the second year, if it's got to go to 30, 35, okay, so be it. But you know you're going year to year with Brady, and if he's got 2 years left, there's really no dead money.
Guys do it in the NBA all the time. All these NBA stars will do a one-year deal. They'll have an opt-out after every single year where they can either go to another team or keep the same salary or just say, screw it, I want to be a free agent.
So you heard Tom Curran. We're going to talk to him at 4:30. So he wrote this article, Patriots Overcomplicating Tom Brady's Contract. Says Brady wants to finish his career with the Pats. Pats have said they intend to make sure he does exactly that. But with each day that passes, Brady brings Brady closer to playing a regular season game in a final year of his deal. He references a report in this. He says, a Monday report. He calls it a report. by NFL's media's Tom Pelissero that there is no deal, quote, on the horizon. He says it's accurate. I read this tweet to you earlier today. Tom Pelissero, he tweeted this out. No contract extensions on the horizon between the Patriots and Brady.
I'm not down with that.
And everybody just ran with it. There's going to be no contract at all on the horizon. He's going to play the year without it. In the very next sentence, he says, but they've done business in August and September before, so stay tuned. Can you explain to me what this tweet was all about and why people are running with it? No extension on the horizon for Brady and the Pats, but they've done a deal in August and September.
Well, see,
define on the horizon for me. Because if August is next month.
In the future. Soon to be future.
Meaning August? Because then he comes back and says, but they've done a deal in August, so stay tuned. So what was that?
So hey, listen, I made some calls and they haven't talked and they're not.
Leave the word horizon out. On the horizon, just say, right as of now, there's no contract extension.
So he didn't go to the Adam Schefter school of tweeting.
On the horizon. But yet he says it could be done in August.
Yeah,
so stay tuned.
Hey guys, Dunsky for the season.
I don't get that one as well.
So my thing is like, does Brady get a deal done? And if he does get a deal done, will he be the highest paid player? I forget about quarterback. Most quarterbacks are the highest paid player. Sometimes there's a defense end or a sack guy, that's paid the most in the league. But when he signs his contract, do you think he will be the highest paid player in the NFL? Is he going to allow himself to be paid less than Kirk Cousins?
Patriots fans, will he be the highest paid player? Does he get a contract extension? Should he be? We'll discuss that here on OMF right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
On Brady, there has not been a lot of conversation that I've heard. Now, I just think from a common sense standpoint, I don't know how they let Tom go into this year, in the last year of his contract, at his salary. To me, and this is my opinion, I would think that they would somehow redo that deal. What is interesting to me is though, typically when he's done his deal, he's done it earlier in the offseason, and we're now into June, and he hasn't done it yet. So the whole thing is interesting to me, and I don't know how it will be resolved.
That was Adam Schefter joining us back in June. He is good. He's learning every day.
He's so safe. I think there is a definite hurdle in these negotiations, I think, based on my experience and my small circle of friends.
Ooh, that, Schefter would like that one.
Yeah, Schefter, how about that one?
I would think that they would somehow redo that deal.
And I've said this to you before, you mentioned it, that on one hand, I think the Patriots want to get control back of the situation. They don't want to have another Jimmy Garoppolo situation where their contract of Brady's contract isn't allowing them to make moves that they think are smarter than the other ones that they can't do because they're tied to his contract. So they need to be able to walk away. They can't be tied to any long-term deal, which I don't think they would do. That's why the short-term deal with no incentives. Don't insult him with the whole incentive thing. Well, you can make $5 million more if you're a first team, all pro.
Yeah, a couple of things on that. Andy Hart and all those guys were talking about it before. From what he understands, I've heard this from other people too. They could do this deal whenever they want. There was no new money negotiated. There was no new money added to his contract last year. There was 5 incentives that he never hit. They don't have to wait a year. And this is just based on what he was told, and others have told me as well. They don't need to wait. And so I was looking at two as far as like he is 20th, I think, in actual cash going out to quarterbacks in this league this year, 2019. He's 4th in cap hit. So there's a reason why he's 4th is because all that money, it's a $15 million base or $14 million base, $1 million roster. It's all hidden in the bonuses that he's received up front. Mm-hmm. Again, I go back to Russell Wilson got a $65 million signing bonus, but his cash is only $5 million this year. He just got 65 up front, right? So, I don't know. We'll see.
So people don't think that there's a when you look at the Patriots negotiating history, what's to say that why would you think that they would treat him any differently now because they did it in the past? They've always they always end up working it out because one side compromises probably more than they should, and it seems like it's Brady based on what his real if Brady wanted to be a jerk and just, you know, hold out and use his leverage and force the issue, he could do it. He chooses not to because it's better for the whole if he keeps everything clean. But at this point in time, when you're at the end of your career, and officially he is at the end of his career, now that could be 2 years, it could be four, who the hell knows, but you got maybe one more contract in you, mm-hmm. and then from there on out, you're probably going year to year?
Yeah, absolutely.
2-3 year deal, player option after the for the third year.
I think you're at the year to year
deal. All the money
now.
Is the first 2 years are guaranteed. Defer it, break it up however you want to. I'm going to get my money.
I think the Patriots are going year to year right now, and they got 3 years, including this one, to go year to year.
I would go year to year also. I'd be fine with that.
But you're saying, but Brady shouldn't allow that.
No,
happen.
He should not.
All right, listen, this hour is brought to you. It's our OMF is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic. Give us a call, 617-779-7937.
Trying to figure out what's going on with the Brady situation.
I want to go to Joe in Natick. Joe, go ahead, buddy. You're on OMF.
Hey, fellas. What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, who's to say the Kraft hasn't already taken care of Brady with TB12? Isn't he his landlord?
What are you saying? Hey, listen, I'm going to give you free rent for the rest of your life.
Deferred. You know what I mean? No, but maybe a little deferred money. Like, hey, look down the road. No, don't worry about the build-out.
Well, Joe, that would be illegal. The Patriots would never do anything like that.
Never.
No.
Never.
No.
They would I think it's...
A million years.
You know, people always look to TB12 as a way for the Patriots to hide money for Brady. Hey, you know, I'm not going to charge you for that build-out.
I don't think that's...
You know, I'm not going to charge you rent. Well, I am going to charge you rent, but I'm really going to cycle it back and kind of give it back to you, you know. It's going to be all cash.
How many people you think are looking into that transaction? How many think people have in the past?
I think that it's already been done, yeah.
I mean, seriously. So, no, I don't think that that's going on.
The TB12 method is more than just better training. It's better living.
Because I think everybody has their eyes on that thing. This the reason why they are where they are is just an obvious one. I mean, it has to do with his age. We all know of 6-7 years ago, he'd never go into his final year of his contract. But the Patriots are looking at it, and you know, I would say they're wise in doing so. They are. I mean,
why is it doing what?
And going year to year, paying this guy, taking a $27 million cap hit, telling him, hey, we're going to franchise you next year, 25 and a half. And then the year after that, maybe we'll have to give you 30, whatever it is.
See, I would ask for three.
This is how we're doing it. We're going to give you this money now.
I'd ask for three, but I would take two. I would take a similar deal that Drew Brees had. The money would be more. It'd be 2 and maybe 70 is what I would agree to. If I'm Tom Brady, 2 and 70. No incentives, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Why would you not guarantee his money now? Well, he's so old. Nah, you know what? He plays through everything, and his track record should speak for itself.
Because I don't have to.
And if I'm
honestly,
Brady, but see, listen, I know they're going to say
because
they don't have to. Okay, well, I'm walking.
Have to.
You think Brady?
No way in hell
he walks.
Brady,
we talked about this years ago when it came to Brady and his contract. And how him getting older and how he wanted to keep playing. He knows that, hey, everybody's nice and everybody's playing great and everybody's saying all the right things, but it's still a business transaction, is it not? And if it's still a business transaction, and I just looked this up on Forbes, and the Patriots are the third most profitable sports team in the world. They don't become the most one of the most profitable sports teams in the world by making bad choices or being just
I get
giving out money.
And one of the reasons
you do it
why
by being greedy
is because of Tom Brady.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
You know, Robert Kraft bought this team for $172 million for the team. Total price was $227 million. He got the stadium. He got the lots. $172 million. What was it worth in Forbes? Over $4 billion.
Yeah, it was
roughly
like
right
top
around
seven.
There.
Yeah,
top seven. So
top ten. Obviously.
I get that argument. I mean, look at what he's done. Look at the brand that he has built. I get it. But I think the Patriots would be smart. And, you know, I almost feel bad for Tom in that, listen, the guy's made plenty of cash. But now is not the time to sit there and say, okay, now I want to be the highest paid quarterback in the league.
You're just focused on his age and thinking that his play is going to diminish. But
I need to surround you with better players now more than ever.
But they don't do it, and he's still. But it doesn't matter. His play is not diminished. Why would you give Kirk Cousins so much money, or Russell Wilson? I mean, throw Patrick Mahomes. In the next 3 years, who's going to probably be more successful? Who's going to do more? Patrick Mahomes, I'd say, is a good choice. I don't know about Russell Wilson. They turned into a running team. They don't have a defense.
Whose teams are going to win more? The Patriots. Yes, the Patriots.
I think it's foolish just to sit there and go, well, you know what? I'm not going to pay this guy what he's worth because of his age. Where every sign...
Do you pay for past performance?
No, but in this case, I'm not paying for past performances.
I think you would be. If you make him the highest paid quarterback in this league, I think you would be.
What's more likely to happen? His play... 2 years. Give me 2 years. That's the window right there. He's only going to play 2 years.
His game's going to fall off this year.
This is the year he's going to fall off the cliff.
You don't want to hear about
Cliff. No, there's no Cliff. But his game... Okay, 2 years ago, he had, going into last year, you could argue that he had the best 3-year stretch of his entire career, right? The 3 years prior. It was an MVP, then he won, then he lost in the Super Bowl, but he was outstanding that year as well. Last year, you could say there was a drop-off. And I'm not saying it's really him. I mean, it's sort of like you got to look in between here or something, because he was stripped of some weapons. He was stripped of Brandon Cooks. He was stripped of Danny Amendola. They didn't replace those guys. Deion Lewis was gone. Now he's stripped of Rob Gronkowski. They didn't replace him. So when you start looking, I'm just talking about his overall numbers. I'm not talking about team success. These people like Max Kellerman are going to have a field day this year because he's going to have a bunch of young kids running around or people he's not familiar with, and the numbers are going to fall off more so than they did last year.
See, again,
they'll still win football games, but it won't be.
I'm actually surprised.
Brady, you think he's going to win the MVP?
I'm surprised because.
40 touchdowns?
So I heard Skip Bayless today. Skip Bayless agrees with me, and he actually has the proof to back it up. Listen to Skip.
After the year that Tom Brady had last year, winning another Super Bowl, beating Aaron Rodgers head-to-head, beating Pat Mahomes twice, you have to conclude that he's easily still the best quarterback in football.
It's a given. Look what he. So you're gonna try and throw this narrative, this Aaron Rodgers and Brady competition, right? We'll finally get to know who's the best. He beats Aaron Rodgers. He takes down the newest, hottest, up and coming star in the NFL, and Patrick Mahomes, not once but twice in overtime in the AFC Championship game on the road in their house. He beats them.
The Tom Brady fanboys in the media.
So if he didn't get hurt, he's not coming off an injury, there's no suspension, say what you want about the weapons, it's the same every freaking year. His head coach is still there.
It's not the same.
And if the only thing you can point to is the fact that he's a year older, to me, is just lazy.
It's not the same.
It's lazy.
How do you lose Rob Gronkowski and say it's the same?
Hold on. Now you're talking about personnel.
Yes.
He's dealt with losing other players before. If you're going to knock him down saying he shouldn't be paid because he's a year older and his play is going to drop off, well, then you haven't been paying attention to the last 5 years. That, to me, is the way it looks.
Was he the same quarterback last year as he was in 2017?
Listen, I'm not looking at stats and numbers because every year is different. The fact is,
how many balls did he throw away last year? How many balls did he give up on?
Well, whose fault is that? I would say Josh Gordon is the problem.
Did he not? No, I'm talking about falling down, guys coming in, just throwing it away.
See, what does that have to do with whether he's good or not?
Well, because last year, because of the weapons, and guys aren't in spots, and he's not familiar, he felt it was best to throw the ball away. Okay, so
that's a smart play.
Okay, it's a smart play, and then you start saying, well,
that's called being a quarterback.
But now, what I'm saying is that the you're muddying the waters as far as how you're judging a quarterback who is getting older.
No, I'm not.
And saying,
actually,
no. But the Patriots are. Okay,
the Patriots Bill Belichick, are how? How are they doing it?
By taking
They're
away everyone
it.
That can catch a freaking football for the guy.
We do this every year.
No, they we don't do it like
every
this.
Year. Last year we talked about the weapons. Cordarrelle Patterson was supposed to be your wide receiver.
Last year compared to years past. But eventually,
do you remember Cameron Hopkins?
And he had Gronk.
Do you remember Cameron Josh Boyce?
No, Gronk. There's no Gronk.
Okay, that every year there's another hurdle that you have now. N'Keal Harry. N'Keal Harry is your guy.
Exactly.
Who's to say he can't be Deion Branch?
What year does N'Keal Harry have? What did Deion Branch do his rookie year? What's he going to have?
He 50 played catches pretty, and 450 yards? Good, but it was a different offense back then. You weren't throwing the ball 60 times.
You think he throws for 4,600 yards this year? You think he throws for 30 touchdowns?
If all you're looking at is attempts, completions, touchdowns, then you're just the guy that, you know, buys the fancy car because all the chicks dig it.
What if N'Keal Harry
breaks down as soon as you drive it off the lot?
What if N'Keal Harry has Deion Branch's rookie year? 43 catches, what, 489 yards?
Then I'd say that's a good year.
Two touchdowns.
Okay, how about Julian Edelman? How many 1,000-yard catches, yards receiving does he ever had in his career?
Maybe one.
Okay, so where's it coming from again? There's no Rob Gronkowski. You got some guy playing lacrosse at tight end.
You could say that. I hear you.
I'm just
saying. And you're not wrong.
He will have statistically a down year.
But again, the result, and I would say because he is able to adapt to the different personnel groupings, to the different talent levels, to the lack of talent, he's able to overcome it, adapt to it. So if you're looking at
win ball games.
If you're looking at, hey, he's older now. So everything he did last year is last year, and there's no way it could ever happen again. He could never go into Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and win games for you, right? Like, that's ridiculous. Even if you think he's 90% of what he was last year, he's still a top three quarterback in the league, period. No matter what Chris Sims or any of these other knuckleheads say, he's not the eighth best quarterback in the league.
He has not been great the last 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Well, I just think that Tom Brady is set up for everybody nationally to talk about his decline in play this year. And I think it was set up last year for him, and it'll be even worse this year because the way Bill Belichick has treated this tight end position and wide receiver position is the same way Dave Dombrowski treated this bullpen. Huh, you didn't think we had anything last year? How'd it work out?
Sorry to play through.
Who's got a better track record?
And they're going to Bill Belichick, of course. Yeah. But Tom Brady will be the one to pay the price. He'll be the one to pay the price this year. I hope that the left tackle situation works out as good as last year. Again, it's so similar to this bullpen. You doubted the left tackle. We traded for Trent Brown. We proved how smart we are, and you're dumb. You know, you worried about the weapons on the outside. We proved how smart we are, and you're dumb.
Get the duck.
Matter of fact,
ready.
We're going to double down on it. We're not going to trade for a guy like Trent Brown. We're going to tell you that some guy with short arms can play tackle.
Coming off an injury.
We're not going to go out there and you know, fix the tight end spot and replace Rob Gronkowski or Craig Kimbrell because you know what? We're smarter than you. We're better than you. And Tom Brady's going to be one to pay the price. I'm not saying they're not going to win games. They will win games because this defense is outstanding. But Bill Belichick has set Tom Brady up to take a lot of criticism this year when his game falls off statistically and the way it looks. That will happen. Let's get more into that OMF. I like this discussion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.